Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Mal, one of the pastors here at CPE Church, and we'll take a few moments just to say a few things about the story that we've just read. So I don't know if you felt that as it was being read out this morning, that this story of the crucifixion of Jesus remains for me one of the most haunting stories in all of history. You see in that moment a man betrayed by one of his closest friends for a bag of silver. The friends who swore to stand by him fall asleep. And even worse, denying him when the moment comes to acknowledge him. We see a community in uproar, stirred up by the religious leaders of the time, a ruling governor concerned about this potential riot, sacrificing this one man in order to curb this riot. We see a justice system perverted. We see an empire that suppresses others through cruelty and example. A man wrongfully accused dying an excruciating death. Now, I wish I could say that this was a tragedy that was a tragedy very much of the ancient world. A man on a cross facing injustice. But the truth is actually all around our world today. Isn't it so true that we still live in a world of injustice, oppression? We see people protesting against their mistreatment. We see things, conflict in relationships between the closest of people. We see a world in which what is right is cast aside in order to do what is easiest, where governments and authorities cling to power at any cost, where nations fight for territory and jostle over economics. You see, the modern world we live in and this ancient world that we've just entered into aren't really so different, are they? We still live in a world where, from the level of our relationships to the level of our governments, we still live in a world full of rifts between people, between communities, between governments and the citizens that they rule over, and between nations in our world. This was not the world that God created. Beautiful and divine, reflecting God's glory back to him. Instead, picture shattered mirrors, a once beautiful reflection now divided by a deep, jagged cracks. This is the effect that sin has on our relationships. Sin that breaks and cracks and shatters, firstly from our relationship with God, but then as it spreads out to our relationships between others. See, church, the story of Jesus' death is undeniably ugly from start to finish. But I think it's there for a reason. I think it's there to help us to stop and reflect and feel all that is broken and wrong and evil in our world. And then to cast our eyes towards the one who steps into it in order to save and redeem it. You see, the problems with our world can't be fixed. They won't be fixed by government policies, by electing a new party. They won't be fixed by technology, as though somehow in our modern world and modern technology, well, we've solved all of our problems. You see, deep down, there's a rift that goes right down into the center of the human heart. And it's that rift that ultimately separates man from God, the God who made us, the God who actually put humanity into his world to care for it, to tend for it, to produce communities of love and care and unity. Those rifts are the rifts that Jesus comes and he steps into, where he comes with something more radical, more subversive. He comes not as one concerned for his own self-preservation, not as one who's concerned out of his own selfishness, but actually one who brings a perfect kind of love. He enters into the rifts. He enters into all the jagged edges of our world and the evil and the brokenness that exists there. See, the heart of all of this darkness that surrounded this moment at the cross was an innocent man who steps into the selfishness and the self-preservation of our world. The Son of God. Can one good man heal the rifts of our world? Well, he can, and he does. But he doesn't do it through overwhelming force or through any kind of method or policy that we would think of to do today. Where one good man steps into the rift, faces all the evil of our world, and places himself at the mercy of angry sinners like you and I. In a world that's marred by betrayal and abandonment, Jesus offers himself, a courageous one, entering into that void, entering into those rifts, bearing the collective weight of our pain. See, his journey to the cross wasn't just a historical event. It was a spiritual event, a moment that began the process of divine repair, of God looking upon with mercy on our world and sending the one and only person who could come and start to heal the rifts of this world. And he sends his one and only Son who faces evil and fear. And he bears it upon himself, one courageous act of stepping beyond his own fears out of his deep love and compassion for our world. And his death, the death that you would think would be the end of this rescue mission that Jesus came to do, becomes the start of a beautiful mission, a message of love, a message of compassion, a message of mercy, a message that begins to heal the rift between humanity and God and between humanity and itself. You see, the very death of the Son of God breaks the power of sin and of death, the earthquake that split the curtain that paved the way between man and God. The love of God spills out from there to the ends of the earth. It's the love and sacrifice of his body and blood that opens up a new covenant, a new way of relating to God and each other. For it's out of his forgiveness that he heals the relationship between God and humanity. And from the healed hearts of those who once rebelled against the God who made us would come a message of hope and of love that would start to heal all the broken fractures of our earth. You see, we, like Pilate, might really wish to want to wash our hands of all the problems of this world. And yet the truth is that we are all very much a part of the very system that ensures that actually we remain broken in pain and in suffering. You see, and we can all envisage ourselves as somebody in this story. In fact, I think we can all envisage ourselves in multiple people in this story, both as persecutors and as sufferers. If we only have to reflect on our own lives for a second to see that actually there are broken relationships in our own lives, sometimes with those closest to us. We don't have to look too far to see the fear and the self-preservation when we look out about the chaos of our world, about the cost of living pressures or international politics or domestic politics for that matter. We don't have to look too far before we start turning towards inwards into ourselves and doing things that might be good for us but bad for others. You see, we see the very same divisions in our own lives. That's why we all need this message, this story, this cross that speaks a different language, one of reconciliation, one of sacrifice, not self-preservation, the kind of love that dissolves the barriers that separate us. You see, my message today is very short but important. Injustice, betrayal, cowardice, slander, self-preservation, selling out. Chances are we can all put ourselves into some aspect of that story. Chances are we can all put ourselves as victims, as of others who have perpetrated those things against us. We have all experienced the rifts and the brokenness of our world in different ways, a result of our collective sinful hearts together. But wherever we are in that system right now, Jesus is the one Savior who can step into the rifts and bring healing. You know, I came across this story recently, and it is one of those sort of fairly extreme stories. It's a story of Corrie ten Boom. She and her family actually risked everything to shelter Jews during the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands. While hiding the Jews, as courageous as they were found out. They were found out and sent themselves to a concentration camp. Unbelievable suffering, unbelievable imprisonment there. But despite the betrayal, despite the loss that they personally felt, despite the cruelty that they personally experienced, she leaned deeply into the beacon of forgiveness and healing that is the message of Jesus. And instead of coming out as a bitter, broken soul, she even found it within herself to forgive her captors. You see, the transforming power of Christ's love in the midst of a broken world where unimaginable cruelty exists. And friends, today you and I stand somewhere in the shadow of that cross. And I want to invite you this morning to reflect. Reflect on the brokenness that exists in our world and reflect on the brokenness that exists in each one of our hearts. You see, right now, Jesus, by stepping into the rifts and the brokenness of our world, offers the power that we all need to begin that repair, because it repairs the ultimate relationship between us and God. Let Jesus' sacrifice and his example inspire us to heal all that is broken in our world, to mend the divisions around us, as we see the way that he steps into his world to mend all the fractures between us and God. This morning, we're going to spend some time reflecting in song. We're going to spend some time reflecting as we take in the Lord's Supper together. All of those reflections are there to help us stop and remember that in all the cruelty and the ugliness of the story that is the crucifixion comes the goodness and the healing and the redemption that we all need. I'm going to pray for us, and then I'm going to hand us over for some songs to reflect on. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, even just reading again the story of Jesus' betrayal and his suffering and his execution, Father, reminds us that we continue to live in a world that is crying out to you, crying out of suffering and pain, oppression, fear. Father, we admit that we are no better than the ancient world in which these events occurred. We admit that we still need Jesus as much as we did back 2,000 years ago. We admit that we have ultimately butchered things by straying from you and the good design that you had for us and for the world that you gave us to live in. But Father, we stand here in the shadow of the cross this morning, remembering that you didn't leave us here. You didn't leave us in our brokenness and in the shattered pictures, images of what we were supposed to be. But you sent one, your Son, into this world. And that through his body and his blood broken for us, we can be healed. And we can bear that message of hope and forgiveness to our broken, broken world around us. So we give thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I say, we're going to spend a moment now hearing a song to reflect on, a song that really is about the fact that we receive Jesus, we receive his body and his sacrifice for us. So I'm going to hand this over to Bonnie now.